Hi, and welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy session on the 20 C-sharp questions explained. My name is Jerry O'Brien, and I'm joined with Paul Pardee. And we're talking about some of the top 20 C-sharp questions that we've basically culled from searching the internet to find out questions that folks are asking, whether they're beginners or whether they're seasoned programmers, about how to do things within C-sharp. The next question we're going to focus on in this particular segment is number 9, and what's the difference between abstract and virtual functions? So this one comes up a fair bit from especially students who are new to object-oriented programming, and especially students who are new to C-sharp as well. Because we do have the ability to work with abstract functions, we can call them methods as well, so abstract and virtual, and we're kind of wondering, you know, what is the difference between the two? Not necessarily why you would use one over the other, but if somebody had an abstract function, what's the issues that we need to be concerned about for abstract versus a virtual function itself? So if we take a look at the three key differentiators here in the screen, we see that an abstract function doesn't have any implementation. So we'll see an example of that in the code in a minute. We just basically have the abstract function created. It's just the signature of the method itself. There is no body, so there's no implementation for what that method or that function is designed to do. As a result, we must override that in the subclass. So again, this is dealing with inheritance. So we have a subclass that inherits a base class, and the functionality comes about through that purpose or through that functionality. We create the base class, and we create the abstract method that doesn't have any implementation, and we rely on the subclass to fully implement whatever it is that method is designed to do. Now, with a virtual method or a virtual function, we can include an implementation in the base class, although we don't have to. And that's where sometimes folks get confused, is they think because it's a virtual method, it's like an abstract and they don't have to put anything into the actual method itself for implementation. And so as a result, we can include an implementation, although we don't have to. And a virtual method or virtual function can be overridden, but it doesn't have to be overridden. And again, this whole aspect comes around from object-oriented programming concepts and the focus on polymorphism, or how we change the behavior of a base class when we create a subclass. And in this instance, we might want, or our base class we may use in code and create objects of the base class itself, in which case the functionality in that virtual method will exist for the base class. When we inherit that in a subclass and we want to change what that functionality is, that's where we override that virtual method itself. And, you know, again, we'll see in the code samples here in just a little bit what the differences are between the two and how Visual Studio helps us kind of look at what we can and cannot do with those. And it's also important to note, too, that with an abstract method, you can't call base.method. And the reason you can't do that is because there is no implementation in that method at all. So let's step out Visual Studio. We'll take a look at the code, and we'll see how these different functionalities work within the object-oriented programming world in C#. So we step over to Visual Studio, and what we have available here is I've got four classes. And I have, the first one is what we call an abstract class or an ABS class. In which case, this one here, I've named it ABS class just so that we know that it's going to be an abstract class and it will be the base class. And within this abstract class, we have an abstract method and it's called displayValue. Now, it doesn't return anything, so that's the void that we have in here. DisplayValue is the name of the method or the function itself, and it accepts a string value. Notice that we end it with a semicolon. There are no curly braces. There's no implementation here. As a matter of fact, if we were to delete that semicolon and we attempted to put curly braces in to say, I want this to be a function, and maybe I may or may not write implementation in here, Visual Studio will actually complain. So if I attempt to build a solution, we're going to generate an error. And it says that the display value string function cannot declare a body because it is marked as abstract. So therefore, it's completely illegal in C# to actually include those curly braces, right? So C# does not want to see those at all. As the compiler goes through the process of the syntax check and you know the check of the code itself, it looks for those little keywords, the abstract keyword, and how you've implemented it, and it will raise an error or raise a value if there's an issue or problem. So now that I've put that back to normal, I can rebuild my solution and it succeeds perfectly fine. Now, to get an idea of how we would use that in a subclass, I have created a subclass called absclassinherited.cs. And in the absclassinherited.cs, I have the display value function actually created and written. You'll notice that I have used the keyword override, and that's the key aspect of working with either virtual or with an abstract function, is that we override the implementation in the base class. And in this case, because it's abstract and there is no functionality in the base class, we have to override it in our subclass, and that's what we're doing here. So all we're doing is for the implementation is just simply saying console.writeLineOfValue. Now, if I were to execute the code right now, nothing would happen because I'm not instantiating these classes and I'm not calling the functions. We just want to see the difference of how the compiler looks at abstract versus virtual. So this is your subclass for your abstract class and how we work with the virtual functions or the overriding of the abstract functions. The next class that I've created is one called vert class, which is designed to show us how we work with a virtual function as opposed to an abstract function. And in this case, we use the word virtual. So we've used the keyword virtual here, and we've called it display value. So it's similar to the abstract one we created earlier. We're accepting a string value as the input. But in this case, because it is a virtual method in a virtual class, we can write the implementation. We don't have to. There's nothing that says we have to put implementation in here. And Visual Studio, as you saw, we just built momentarily ago, and everything worked fine. Even if I comment this out so that there's no functionality in here, I can still successfully build this solution, and Visual Studio doesn't complain. So that means that there's no implementation. What if I were to comment out these lines in here? Obviously, Visual Studio is going to generate an error because it's expecting to have a semicolon somewhere. If I put my semicolon at the end of this and build my solution again, it complains. Why? Because it says, hey, wait a minute now, you don't have an implementation or a body here because the method's not marked as abstract. So therefore, it knows that it needs to see some kind of implementation details. And the implementation details, really, just all you have to do is open brace, curly brace, and that's perfectly fine for Visual Studio. It's happy with that, and it thinks that you have put some kind of an implementation there. Now, let's look at the inherited or the subclass of this, and we see that the inherited class, again, uses the same method, but we use the override keyword. And what's the difference between the two? Well, let's look at the vert class. Here, I would want to use the functionality of simply just writing out the value that was passed in, just as simple as that. But in my inherited class or in my subclass, I actually want to convert that value to uppercase. So that's an example of how I've changed the functionality of the implementation in the base class, and in this case, vert class, where I just wrote out the value. Now I'm implementing a little bit of polymorphism here, and I'm overriding that virtual method, and I'm saying whatever the string that gets passed in this time, I want to convert it to all uppercase.
So Jerry, when you override like that, does that mean that the original functionality in that method will not get called? You're overriding, so you have to, when you write new code, it's only that new code that you've written that's going to get called and not the original code that was in the method. Is that true?
That's correct. And that's a good point, Paul. Is if I were to create an instance of this vert class inherited in my code, and I created an object for that code, and I called my display value on the inherited class, then I would actually execute the code that's in here. So it's like you're hiding the functionality that's in the base class itself. All right. So that's kind of the difference between that aspect itself. Now, again, as we talk about, we have, you know, the ability to work with overriding. We can override within a virtual method. We don't have to override in a virtual method. So in other words, in this particular case here in vert class inherited, if I were to comment this particular piece of code out and I were to build a solution, Visual Studio is not going to complain. All right? It's a virtual method, so it could care less whether I'm overriding it or not. To step back to Paul's previous question, if I don't override it in my virtual class and I call display value, the method in my base class will be the one that will get executed. But what happens if I go to my ABS class inherited, so my abstract class inherited, and I comment this out? And for those of you who are wondering, I'm a keyboard shortcut junkie, so what you see me doing here is using Control-K-C to comment out a block of code, and if I want to uncomment, Control K and U, which will uncomment uncomment that code. I like to do keyboard shortcuts. It's just much more productive for me. So now what we've done is we've, in our inherited class from the abstract, we've commented out the implementation. Watch what happens when I try to build this solution one more time. Visual Studio will complain, and it says, hey, wait a minute now. ABS class inherited does not implement the inherited abstract member display value. So what it's telling me is because I have used this inheritance functionality in C Sharp, it knows that I am inheriting from the ABS class. It knows that I have an abstract method in ABS class. Visual Studio is saying you must override it. All right, so that is the big differentiator between the abstract and the virtual. Abstract, you must override it. All right, and virtual, you can override it. You don't necessarily have to.
So why would someone create an abstract class? Since there's no functionality in it, what's the point of creating an abstract? Why would a developer do that?
Well, a lot of the times it depends on, you know, what the developer's sole intent is, what the purpose behind it is. You might want to start creating a class hierarchy or a class structure where you're creating a class that you're not going to implement specifically. So let's think about a hierarchy of classes where we might want to focus on, let's say we're going to create a class hierarchy for automobiles. And we might start off with a high-level class called Automobile. And the Automobile class will have specific aspects that are common across all automobiles, but we don't implement the accelerate method or the brake method or the roll down the window or the turn on, whatever methods we put into this automobile class. They're common across all automobiles, whether it's a truck, whether it's a car, whether it's a motorcycle, even, you know, just as an example. And we leave the implementation details to the more specific aspects of those classes. So if you were to create a car class that inherits automobile, it automatically inherits all of those abstract methods. We're not going to create an automobile object. We're going to create a car object or a truck object.
But the abstract class requires that the developer implement those methods regardless.
That's correct.
So it's forcing the developer to actually write a method for braking or accelerating without the, let's say you're a developer creating an API, without the API creator actually implementing those methods themselves.
That's correct. Yep. Okay. Yep. Good point. So, you know, again, in summary, this is the key differences between an abstract method and between a virtual method. And again, think of it from the perspective, if it's abstract, it's not concrete, so there is no implementation built into it. And you cannot write an implementation in an abstract method. You can in a virtual method. Abstract must be overridden, virtual can be overridden, but it doesn't have to be. So hopefully that clears up that question.